I too will be supporting the recommendation that's put forward as tonight. Your Worship, you talk about due diligence, and sometimes what's been forgotten is that to get where we are today, it's already been 2.5 years. We're taking our time, we are doing our homework, and frankly, for our generation, this could be one of the most important projects, legacy projects, and decisions that this community will make. Just going through the report, I mean, I look at, you know, 8 different times that we've gone to the public. We've had online surveys. We've had, you know, for the ward councillors, we've had ward meetings, and certainly it's been a topic at ward meetings. There has been a lot of input, and clearly the consultants in their report have talked about the criteria and the matrix, those things that are important to this community. And tonight's decision really is about a location that is evidence-based. Moving to phase 3, we'll get into those design guidelines, greater detail, and whether or not we could find those funding options. But for me, in the waterfront, it really is all about vision. And I look at these pictures, I look at that flyby, and man, that's something to be proud of. It's beautiful. And why shouldn't we build something that's nice? Why can't we have things that are nice for our citizens? And I think we should. And I think we need to make them nice, but I also think we have to do it right. And those things like vision and economic benefit, and we've seen the stats time and time again. But for me, it's also about, you know, creating that place, that vibrant place downtown, that urban experience, where one of the things we haven't heard, I mean, Brent was at the microphone earlier as a young person, but I can't tell you how many young people are coming to me, up to me, saying how excited they are about having downtown renewal, an exciting downtown, a vibrant downtown. I mean, for younger people, youth are really, really excited about this. I'm excited about those synergies. But the thing that I keep coming back to, though, is the question, is this right? And you know what, frankly, history will be the judge of that. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't make decisions. We look at the evidence, we listen to the people, we educate ourselves, we do the research, we balance the issues, and at the end of the day we have to have the courage to make a decision. It's our job to make the decision, and I think this is the right decision. So again, Mr. Chairman, I'll be supporting the resolution put forward tonight.